अर्जुन उवाच, सन्यासस्य महाबाहो तत्त्वं मिच्छामि वेदितुम्, त्यागस्य च हृषीकेश पृथक् केशि निषूदन.
Arjuna said, O mighty armed one, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation, tyaga, and of the renounced order of life, sannyas, O killer of the Keshi demon, master of the senses.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasam kavayo viduh, sarva karma phalatyagam prahustyagam vichakshana.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the giving up of activities that are based on material desire is what great learned men call the renounced order of life, sannyas. And giving up the results of all activities is what the wise call renunciation, tyaga.
Tyajyam dosha vadityeke karma prahur manishinah yajna dana tapah karma natyajyam iti chapare.
Some learned men declare that all kinds of fruitive activities should be given up as faulty. Yet other sages maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity and penance should never be abandoned.
Nishchayam shrunume tatra tyage bharata sattama tyagohi purushavyagra trividah samprakirtitah.
O best of the Bharatas, now hear my judgment about renunciation. O tiger among men, renunciation is declared in the scriptures to be of three kinds.
Yajna dana tapah karma natyajyam karyameva tat yajnyo danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam.
Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great souls.
Etanyapitu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavya niti me partha nishchitam matamuttamam.
All these activities should be performed without attachment or any expectation of result. They should be performed as a matter of duty, O Sanaprita. That is my final opinion.
Niyatasya tu sannyasa karmano nopapadyate mohatasya parityagas tamasa parikirtitah.
Prescribed duties should never be renounced. If one gives up his prescribed duties because of illusion, such renunciation is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Dukkamityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet.
Anyone who gives up prescribed duties as troublesome or out of fear of bodily discomfort is said to have renounced in the mode of passion. Such action never leads to the elevation of renunciation.
Karyamityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva satyaga satviko matah.
O Arjuna, when one performs his prescribed duty only because it ought to be done and renounces all material association and all attachment to the fruit, his renunciation is said to be in the mode of goodness.
Na dveshtya kushalam karma kushale nanu shajjate tyagi sattva samavishto medhavi chinna samshaya.
The intelligent renouncer, situated in the mode of goodness, neither hateful of inauspicious work nor attached to auspicious work, has no doubts about work.
Nahi deha bhrita shakyam tyaktum karmanya sheshatah yastu karma phalatyagi satyagityabhidiyate.
It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities. But he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who has truly renounced.
Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividham karmanah phalam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sannyasinam kvachit.
For one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable and mixed, accrue after death. But those who are in the renounced order of life have no such result to suffer or enjoy.
Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhye kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam.
O mighty armed Arjuna, according to the Vedanta, there are five causes for the accomplishment of all action. Now, learn of these from me.
अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता करणं च पृथक् विधं विविधाश्च पृथक् चेष्टा दैवं चैवात्र पञ्चमम्.
The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul, these are the five factors of action.
Sharira-vāṅ-mano-bhiryat karma-prārabhate-narah nyāyam-vā-viparītam-vā-pañcaite-tasya-hetavah.
Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind or speech is caused by these five factors.
Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya pashyatya krita buddhitvan nasa pashyati durmati.
Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are.
Yasya naham krito bhavo buddhir yasya na lipyate hatvapi sa imal lokan.
One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, does not kill, nor is he bound by his actions.
Jnanam gheyam parijnata trividha karma chodana karanam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha.
Knowledge, the object of knowledge, and the knower are the three factors that motivate action. The senses, the work, and the doer are the three constituents of action.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha tridhaiva gunabhedatah prochyate gunasankhyane yatavachrunutanyapi.
According to the three different modes of material nature, there are three kinds of knowledge, action, and performer of action. Now, hear of them from me.
Sarvabhuteshu yenaikam bhavamavyayamikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tadjhyanam viddhisatvikam.
That knowledge by which one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all living entities, though they are divided into innumerable forms, you should understand to be in the mode of goodness.
Prithaktvena tu yadjhyanam nana bhavan prithagvidhan Veti sarveshu bhuteshu tadjhyanam viddhi rajasam.
That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand to be in the mode of passion.
Yattu kritsna vade kasmin karye sakta mahaitukam atatvartha vadalpam cha tattamasa mudahritam.
And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all-in-all, without knowledge of the truth, and which is very meagre, is said to be in the mode of darkness.
Niyatam sanga rahitam, araga dveshatah kritam, aphala prepsuna karma, yattat sattvikam uchyate.
That action which is regulated, and which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruitive results, is said to be in the mode of goodness.
Yattu kame psuna karma saham karena vapuna kriyate bahulayasam tad rajasam udahritam.
But action performed with great effort by one seeking to gratify his desires and enacted from a sense of false ego is called action in the mode of passion.
Anubandham kshayam himsam anapekshya cha paurusham mohad arabhyate karma yattattama samuchyate.
That action performed in illusion, in disregard of scriptural injunctions, and without concern for future bondage or for violence or distress caused to others, is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Muktasangonaham vadi dhrityutsaha samanvita siddhya siddhyor nirvikara karta sattvika uchyate.
One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness.
Ragi karma phala prepsur lubdho himsatmako shuchi harsha shokan vitah karta rajasah parikirtita.
The worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruits, and who is greedy, always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, is said to be in the mode of passion.
Ayukta prakrita stabda shatho naishkritikolasa vishadi dirgha sutricha karta tamasa uchyate.
The worker who is always engaged in work against the injunctions of the scripture, who is materialistic, obstinate, cheating, and expert in insulting others, and who is lazy, always morose and procrastinating, is said to be a worker in the mode of ignorance.
Buddher bhedam dhriteshchaiva gunatas trividham shrunu prochyamanam asheshena prithaktvena dhananjaya.
O winner of wealth, now please listen as I tell you in detail of the different kinds of understanding and determination according to the three modes of material nature.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham moksham cha ya veti buddhisapartha satviki.
O son of Pritha, that understanding by which one knows what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, what is binding and what is liberating, is in the mode of goodness.
Yaya dharmam adharmam cha karyam cha karyam eva cha ayathavat prajanati buddhisapartha rajasi.
O son of Pritha, that understanding which cannot distinguish between religion and irreligion, between action that should be done and action that should not be done, is in the mode of passion.
Adharmam dharmamitiya manyate tamasavrita sarvarthan viparitamscha buddhih sapartha tamasi.
That understanding which considers irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion, under the spell of illusion and darkness, and strives always in the wrong direction, O Partha, is in the mode of ignorance.
Dhritya yaya dharayate manah pranendriya kriya yogena vyabhicharinya dhritih sapartha satviki.
O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness.
Yaya tu dharma kamarthan dhritya dharayate arjuna prasangena phalakangshi dhritih sapartha rajasi.
But that determination by which one holds fast to fruitive results in religion, economic development and sense gratification is of the nature of passion, O Arjuna.
Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha na vimunchati durmedha dhritih sapartha tamasi.
And that determination which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness and illusion, such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of darkness.
Sukham tvidanim trividham shrunume bharatarshabha abhyasad ramate yatra dukkantam cha nigacchati.
O best of the Bharatas, now please hear from me about the three kinds of happiness by which the conditioned soul enjoys, and by which he sometimes comes to the end of all distress.
Yattadagre vishamiva pariname mritopamam tat sukham sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam.
That which in the beginning may be just like poison, but at the end is just like nectar, and which awakens one to self-realization, is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness.
Vishayendriya samyogad yattadagre mritopamam pariname visham iva tat sukham rajasam smritam.
That happiness which is derived from contact of the senses with their objects, and which appears like nectar at first, but poison at the end, is said to be of the nature of passion.
Yadagre chanubandhe cha sukham mohanam atmanah nidralasya pramadotham tattamasamudahritam.
And that happiness which is blind to self-realization, which is delusion from beginning to end, and which arises from sleep, laziness and illusion, is said to be of the nature of ignorance.
Nat tadasti prithivyam va divideveshu va punah sattvam prakriti jair muktam yadebhih syat tribir gunai.
There is no being existing, either here or among the demigods in the higher planetary systems, which is freed from these three modes born of material nature.
Brahmana kshatriya visham shudranam cha parantapa karmani pravibhaktani subhava prabhavair gunai.
Brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and sudras are distinguished by the qualities born of their own natures in accordance with the material modes, O chastiser of the enemy.
Shamo damas tapas shaucham, kshantir arjavam evacha, jhanam vijhanam astikyam, brahma karma svabhavajam.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam, yuddhe chapya palayanam, dhanamishvara bhavascha, kshatram karma svabhavajam.
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the kshatriyas.
Krishigo raksha vanijyam, vaishya karma svabhavajam, paricharyatmakam karma shudrasyapi svabhavajam.
Farming, cow protection and business are the natural work for the vaishyas, and for the sudras there is labour and service to others.
Sve sve karmanya bhiratah samsiddhim labhate narah svakarma niratah siddhim yatha vindati tachrunu.
By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. Now, please hear from me how this can be done.
Yata pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmana tamabhyarchya siddhim vindati manava.
By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, a man can attain perfection through performing his own work.
Shreyan svadharmo vigunah paradharmat svanushthithat svabhava niyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
It is better to engage in one's own occupation, even though one may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's occupation and perform it perfectly. Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions.
Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosham apinatyajet sarvarambhahi doshena dumenagnir ivavrita.
Every endeavour is covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Therefore, one should not give up the work born of his nature, O son of Kunti, even if such work is full of fault.
Asakta buddhis sarvatra jitatma vigataspraha naishkarmya siddhim paramam sannyasenadhi gacchati.
One who is self-controlled and unattached, and who disregards all material enjoyments, can obtain, by practice of renunciation, the highest perfect stage of freedom from reaction.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tathapnoti nibodhame samasenaiva kaunteya nishtha jnanasya yapara.
O son of Kunti, learn from me how one who has achieved this perfection can attain to the supreme perfectional stage, Brahman, the stage of highest knowledge, by acting in the way I shall now summarize.
Buddhya vishuddhaya yukto dhrityatmanam niyamyacha shabdadin vishayam styaktva ragadvesho vyudasyacha. Vivikta sevi lagvashi yatavakkaya manasah dhyana yoga paro nityam vairagyam samupashritah. Ahamkaram balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham vimuchya nirmamah shanto brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Being purified by his intelligence and controlling the mind with determination, giving up the objects of sense gratification, being freed from attachment and hatred, one who lives in a secluded place, who eats little, who controls his body, mind and power of speech, who is always in trance, and who is detached, free from false ego, false strength, false pride, lust, anger, and acceptance of material things, free from false proprietorship, and peaceful. Such a person is certainly elevated to the position of self-realization.
Brahma bhutah prasannatma nashochati nakankshati samah sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah tato mam tattvato jnatva vishate tadanantaram.
One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Sarva karmanyapisada kurvano madhyapashrayah matprasada davapnoti shashvatam padamavyayam.
Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee, under my protection, reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace.
Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matpara buddhi yogam upashritya machitta satatam bhava.
In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
Machitta sarva durgani matprasadat tarishyasi atha chetva mahankaran nashroshyasi vinankshyasi.
If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost.
Yadaham karam ashrutya nayotsya itimanyase mithyaisya vyavasayaste prakritistvam niyokshyati.
If you do not act according to my direction and do not fight, then you will be falsely directed. By your nature, you will have to be engaged in warfare.
Svabhavajena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechhasi yan mohat karishyasya vashopitat.
Under illusion, you are now declining to act according to my direction. But compelled by the work born of your own nature, you will act all the same, O son of Kunti.
Ishvarah sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya.
The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy.
Tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam.
O scion of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode.
Iti te jhanamakhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya vimrishyai tadasheshena yathechasi tathakuru.
Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuyah shrunume paramam vacha ishtosi me dhridamiti tato vakshyami tehitam.
Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit.
Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me.
Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha.
Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear.
Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana nachashushrushave vachyam nachamam yobhyasuyati.
This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me.
Yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshvabhidasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaishyatya samshaya.
For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me.
Nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakrittamah bhavita nacha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Adhyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam samvadamavayo jhana yajhena tenaham ishtah syamiti me mati.
And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence.
Shraddhavan anasuyascha shrunuyadapi yonarah sopi muktah shubhal lokan prapnuyat punyakarmanam.
And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell.
Kachidde tachritam partha tvayaikagrena chetasa kachitajnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya.
O son of Pritha, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard this with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusions now dispelled?
Arjuna uvacha nashto moha smritir labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sthitosmi gatasandeha karishye vachanam tava.
Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
Sanjaya uvacha ityaham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmana samvadam imamashrausham adbhutam romaharshanam.
Sanjaya said, thus have I heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end.
Vyasa prasadachrutavan etad guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat katayatah svayam.
By the mercy of Vyasa, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna.
Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imamadbhutam keshavarjunayoh punyam hrishyami cha muhurmuhuh.
O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure, being thrilled at every moment.
Tatcha samsmritya samsmritya rupam atyadbhutam hare vismayo me mahan rajan hrishyami cha punah punah.
O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again.
Yatra yogeshvarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruva nitir matir mama.
Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion.